It's a Tuesday night in Burns Old Town, in a little shop across the square from Munster Cathedral. The shop, called Triskel, specializes in New Age products like crystals, incense, and pendulums. It's after hours, but a handful of women aged 30 to 60 are gathered inside around a table. They're here to practice reading their tarot cards. This would have been unthinkable a few hundred years ago, when the use of tarot cards was forbidden in Burn. Not so today. According to a national study on religion, 9% of the Swiss population practices some form of alternative spirituality. I asked shop owner Andrea Rott why this is.
I think people are looking for something these days. There's a lot going on, also from an astrological perspective. And I think people are looking for a sense of security, for information, a sense of direction and hope. Alternative spirituality supports that.
I sat in on one of the tarot card sessions, and I asked Priska Baumann, one of the participants, why she came.
I want to learn how to use the cards to connect with the other world, I say.
And how long have you been interested in this?
I've been interested since I've been a kid, I guess. But since I've become more active since a year because of a certain event, yeah.
And how difficult is it to get a reading from the cards?
It ain't that difficult because it's like a code you give in and then you connect with the other world. If you're in tune, I say in tune, okay, it's not that difficult.
But a code, you mean like a computer code or a password?
It's like that, yeah. You use the card, everybody can do that. It's not something special or some people are more gifted than others. You just have to trust your intuition and you have to trust the things you can feel or see. And so you just say what you see and it ain't that difficult at all.
The group's first exercise is to find a common theme. Then everybody shuffles their cards and lays them out on the table. The deck has 78 cards. This configuration requires 22 of them. There are some cards that crop up repeatedly, like the one showing the devil.
Oh, duelo!
Oye, pero mira!
He's in the past.
I've got him in the present.
Mine has him in the future.
In the present.
And the one with the lovers.
Oh, la la.
What the cards mean depends on individual interpretation. According to Andrea, it's important not to think too hard or to read too much into them. Some people find it easier to do readings for others rather than for themselves. But doing a tarot card reading for a friend can be easier than doing it for a stranger.
If it's somebody you know, then you have the security of knowing something about him, and you get that confirmation, like, yeah, he just moved house. But with a stranger, you might see something, and then need to ask a question to figure out how to interpret what you see in the cards.
And although it seems that there are no right or wrong interpretations, I could see that some of the women were disappointed with the cards they had been dealt. At the end of the evening, I asked the ladies about spirituality in general. As one told me,
I think there are many paths, possibly all leading to the same place. But you simply have to find the right one at the right time. Sometimes you notice that you're on the wrong path and you have to switch to a different one. At least that's how I see it.
And what about God? Where does he fit inside the world of alternative spirituality? Shopkeeper Andrea had this to say.
It's very individual. There are people who work within Christianity, which is totally okay. There are Hindu perspectives too. I'm especially interested in Celtic mythology. Everything gets a bit mixed together. And the nice thing is that everything goes. It's not judged.
Spirituality is also important to Priska.
Yes, religion and spirituality is very important to me. I'm a coach. I'm a life coach. And for me, it's really important that every person takes his own responsibility for his own life.
Do you believe in God then, or?
I do, yes, I do. But I don't care if you call it God or Buddha, Allah, or it's like a universe. I don't care about this term. It's just like this love, this oneness.
She even told me that she can communicate with angels.
Yeah, kind of. They're really important to me because I didn't, I believed in my guardian angel, but all of a sudden there were, I felt so connected with the angels. I was, what's that? It's so weird. And so I just read a lot of things about the angels and how you can connect with them. Sometimes they send me messages for other people. So, yeah.
And do you think everybody has a guardian angel?
Yes, of course. That's my read. I believe that, yeah.
So there are enough for everybody, or do people share them, maybe?
There are loads of them. Everybody has two or even more if they need them. There are so many. They can be everywhere at the same time. It's not connected like we have to be. I'm here now and I can't be there for you, but they can at the same time they can be in New York and in Honolulu and wherever they want to be. Yeah.
And I might sound very ignorant, but do you believe that they were humans on Earth before, or were they always angels?
It's different. They're actually, I can't give you the answer. Everybody says something else. I guess it's just an energy now, and I can't tell where they come from or where they go to. It's just they're one of this oneness, a part of this oneness, and perhaps they were human once. I really can't tell you this.
So in theory, one of us could become an angel someday.
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps you are one. Yeah. Must be talking to an angel.